Going off the grid for an evening sounds nice, unless it's not a choice. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Power outages in his Latin American country are just one more sign of its economic crisis. Elsewhere, Southeast Asia is going through a crisis of its own. It's monsoon season, and the destruction is adding up. I'll help you find your place in these stories. And we'll start today in Venezuela, where your continued prayers are needed. An unexpected power outage in the capital last week left 80% of the city without electricity for several hours. Steve Shantz of Transworld Radio says it's yet another sign of the country's failing economy. Food and medicine are already non-existent. Public transportation is out, and businesses are struggling because of the power outages.
It's clear that the infrastructure in Venezuela is crumbling.
And while the power outage didn't directly affect the TWR team, it's because they didn't have power in the building already. Yet ministry partners decided to stay put to broadcast hope to their neighbors.
So every day they climb the 9 flights of stairs in the dark using their mobile phones for light. So they fire up the generator, and then that gives them enough electricity to operate their computers and then also operate the studios where they can record the radio programs.
Shant says TWR offered to relocate the partners to a neighboring country, which would make production a lot easier.
And they said, no, we need to stay in Venezuela so that we can minister to our country. Our country needs believers now, because this is a time when people are really open to the gospel and really open to consider spiritual matters.
So please, keep the people of Venezuela in your prayers. Ask God to strengthen and sustain believers. Since the beginning of this year, Pakistani Christians have been facing increasing hostility. As told by Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Ray Thorne, this is because
persecution is on the rise globally. And the reason is because the gospel has been increasing globally. So whenever the gospel increases, so does persecution, the response in Islamic, Hindu, or communist countries. This is the reality.
Holding tensions of sharing life-transforming news and being persecuted for it requires the strength of God.
And this is my encouragement to the body, is we just have to remember Hebrews 13:3 as if it was our own family members. And this will increase our prayer. The other thing they can pray for is just the daily lives of believers who are working in their jobs in Pakistan. They're house sweepers, they're rickshaw drivers, they're taxi cab drivers. They might be nurses and doctors.
So pray for our Pakistani family to be encouraged and remain strong in their faith. Pray for the gospel to continue to go forth and that no amount of persecution would silence it. And monsoon rains in Sri Lanka hit hard in May, but they continue to bring devastation to people in cities and remote areas. World Mission's Greg Kelly explains.
They got the normal flooding that affected hundreds of thousands of people, but it's really been continuing on. So it's been hard for them to get any kind of a reprieve. And as you can imagine, with all this flooding in an island nation, there's all kinds of mudslides, and people have lost everything in a lot of instances. There's still 40,000 people that are homeless, basically. Here we are months later.
Some people have returned to their homes, which have been destroyed. Others are still displaced, living with nothing. But World Mission sees possibility in the loss.
The reason World Mission views us as such a great opportunity is because most of the people affected have never heard of Jesus. And so when you can go into these areas and just be the hands and feet of Christ, give them a cup of cold water. But in this case, we're literally helping them get shelter, get food, and it's done all through the hands of local Christians that are just loving them.
World Mission's local partners are also distributing solar-powered audio Bibles to restore hope. You can help provide humanitarian aid and truth through World Mission at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Start your journey by clicking on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.